Love. Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tonight, John Cho and Cal Penn, both here tonight from Harold and Kumar. Go to White Castle, which is out on DVD. And let me be honest. Okay, I want to be honest with both the boys. We usually don't have guys to come out because movies come out on DVD.
That's true.
But we were smitten with these two when they were here a few months ago.
Thank you.
And came in and said, can those guys come back? And went, and Adam went, no way.
No, I just said no.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Come on, Drew.
Yeah.
Don't embarrass me. I went, no. No. Yeah, I didn't go, no way.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My memory, you get a little fade.
Yeah, I said no way the second time.
Yeah.
Because she went, well.
You liked them. You liked them first time.
Yeah.
No, then you went, no way.
No, I said, please. I like these guys. And here's the thing. Here's how we do this show. A, you know, we're desperate. We're not, we're like a fat chick who went stag to the prom. We're not proud. Juice us up and go. But no, we really did like you guys, and we thought these guys are smart. These guys are sharp, and it's easy. So come on back and enjoy. And I saw, I think I was watching Roper and Ebert last week, and I think they said they weren't reviewing. They were just doing a here's what's out on DVD, and I think they did Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, and I think they said they had lots of fun stuff in it, and go check it out. Am I right, or am I making this up?
Right. They've been really great to us, Ebert and Roper.
Right.
And they did love the movie, so thanks to them, wherever they are.
Yeah, we like them.
Yep. All right, so how did the movie did good? Not great, but good? Am I right?
It did well, at least.
Yeah. And how does it work? And do you guys know, and it probably varies from movie to movie, but, you know, in the overall scope of things, they're going to make some movie. They're going to make some money from selling it to video channels or paper channels and movies, airplanes,
international
hotels, international stuff.
Yeah.
What do you got to get? Like if a movie's $20 million and you get $10 million back in the theater, are you still in good shape?
I don't know, man. Do you?
I have no idea.
My understanding is you're still in very good shape.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Very good.
Then if you,
no.
They had to tell you that. Drew was in New York Minute, and he would have killed himself because the thing was $60 million, and it got back $4. Two of that was yours, Drew.
Well, it's changed so much, you know, in the last decade.
By the way, if they spend $60 million on a film, it's $40 million is advertisement.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
I mean, I think we did spend the budget that was allotted to make our movie in advertising. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's that insane. And then you've got foreign sales, DVD sales, and, you know, it just goes on and on.
Well, there are these numbers, too. They can predict, based on the first weekend, what the overall projection is going to be and how long they're going to keep it in the theaters, when they're going to pull it back. It's a weird secret.
They know it by Friday night.
Yeah. Friday night, they're all on the phone with each other.
I think they're weirdly exact, too.
Well, there's nudity in the movie.
So we'll watch that.
Boobies.
Hell,
lots of boobies.
Lots of boobies in the movies. And the good thing about the DVD release is you get to see more boobies than you would have normally seen.
Now,
right?
Joe, it's not just boobies, right?
What?
Isn't there...
I think you're leading me to a joke that I'm
don't
not
I
sure.
take my clothes
that Oh, that's right. There's Cal's, butt.
That's right.
Cal shows his pal in the movie. And let me see. So it is out as we speak?
Yeah,
yes.
It came out on the 4th, I believe.
Go out and get it. And by the way, this is right in our target demo here, Drew, yes?
Yes.
It is.
All right, let me tell you about a thrill I had at the dentist today.
Uh-oh.
First off, I will not regale you with the horror stories of what's going to go on in my mouth in the next few weeks.
Why?
Other than...
Wait. Give me a little thumbnail.
The guy used the word five-hour session.
Oh. Is this to replace that one tooth?
Yeah, they got to do that. There's a root canal. And the guy just said, basically, he's going to light an M80 off of my mouth, and then and it's going to come in there.
Are you going to have a bunch of... any earth put on or something?
No. It's just drilling, just root canal.
Just trying to restore the health of your mouth.
Yeah, and so, but that's not where the victory is. But let me just say this. Let me say again. I want to talk etiquette for dentists, because I got this one. I got this one. The guy's taking the thing in there and he's doing it, and it comes up on the screen now.
Wow!
He's got a monitor, and he takes the X-ray, and it comes up on the thing. Okay. And I'm just sort of reading my Guinness Book of World Records, and seeing if I might qualify for longest time in a dentist chair in one sitting. coming up here, and the guy just goes, "Whoa." Like, he gave, like, an audible, like, oh, Christ. Uh-oh. And by the way, this is a guy who looks up effed up teeth all day long. Yes. He gave, like, a yow. Uh-oh. And then proceeded to tell me I had something, I'm going to need a root canal. But here's the victory part. I told this guy, I got tired of going to the dentist and having spray the cold spring water on my teeth while, you know, they clean your teeth or they drill, and when they rinse, they spray that cold, compressed cold water, and it's really painful if you're sensitive at all. Mm-hmm. And it comes out of the ground, and it's in an office building, and if you happen to be sitting there in the middle of winter, thing's going to come out about 50 degrees, maybe 46 degrees, and they spray it all over your teeth, and it hurts. Thank you. And I would say, hey, I got a great invention. And this is where it gets bad. I would say, I got a great invention. How about an inline water heater for this? You can spray nice warm water on your teeth. And now this is where I was going through the roof. Oh, they got those. That's the answer. And I like when the guys think they're showing off and they're digging deeper. They got those. Oh, really? They do? Oh, yeah. How long have they had those? Oh, Christ, I don't know, since I've been doing it. At least 30 years. Now, like, steam's coming out of my head, you know? I go, why don't you go get one? And then here's the other one they do, too, is they go, yeah, I know, because everyone asks, yeah, go get one! Go get one! I just sounded like Enos from Dukes of Hazzard.
Enos from Dukes of Hazzard.
I just like when they do that. They've been around for 100 years, and, you're not the only one who... Oh, no, they're about $28, probably 30 installed. Go.
Was this the thrill today?
Go get one. No, I'll tell you what the thrill was.
Okay.
Thrill was I dumped that dentist, and I went to this new guy.
Oh.
And he was like, look, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do the other. This is 2 years ago. I haven't seen him in 2 years. And I said, okay, listen, Weisenheimer, I'll tell you what. Go get that inline water heater.
Then I'll go for it.
Then you will have my business. And it was kind of a fun, you know, he didn't need my business, but he went and did it, and I hadn't seen him in 2 years, and I came back and said, they're all in, and everyone loves them, and they commented on it every time, and I tell them it's you that did. And then I went out, got my teeth clean, and she was just spraying that warm jacuzzi water. It's like my teeth were taking a bath. And it was perfect.
You just told him to have at it. You're ready now.
Spray it all. Just
no, but I mean to really start drilling.
No,
really
not drill.
Good.
Not drill. But you know, when you get your teeth,
you owe him that,
and
though.
Scraping,
you owe him. He's lived up to his side of the bargain.
Yeah, he's gonna do it.
Okay, good.
J.O.
Okay.
I'm just saying, when I got my teeth cleaned, jack off.
Right. Jack off.
When I got my teeth cleaned, the woman was spraying all that nice warm water. That's it felt nice. Good. That's it was nice.
So to all dentists out there,
get the inline heater, you idiots. Jesus Christ, it should be number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
Certainly before the X-ray screen, the video
before
screen.
Before any of the other stuff. Before the rainforest poster on the ceiling. before the giant tooth pen holder that's at the receptionist desk. A couple more things. I got a little more dentist stuff to talk about. Just a couple more things. Drew, we've spoken about this before, but it's been a while. You know the reminder thing you get in the mail?
Yes.
Can't they have one for adults? Are
not
they all
the kids
geared for 8-year-olds?
Mr. Tooth running away from Mr. Toothbrush.
Mr. Toothbrush is chasing. 40-year-old guy. Can't have one that says, let's go.
The whole picture of a separated tooth
from the body. Yeah.
You know, it meant, you know, comically portrayed. It's just awful.
I agree.
Because a tooth should be in the context of other teeth and lips.
Yes. Yes,
but
I agree.
Roots make such nice legs.
Roots
the legs
are
there.
Awful.
And then
the
you put, just draw the face right in there on the side of the
tooth. That's not,
the
doesn't
no.
help, okay. doesn't help.
Yeah, I don't need...
A tooth with a mouth, wrong.
I don't need, like, the tooth...
With teeth.
Holding a toothbrush and sword fighting with the gingivitis guy,
no,
you know?
No.
Like, just give me a little heads up. I don't need the world to know I've missed a couple dentist appointments. Just give me a little heads up. It's time to come in. By the way, when the gas company wants their money, they don't have, like, Mr. Heat Miser with a flamethrower. Something just says, you owe $30. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Why the dentist? Why we all become retarded when it comes to the dentist? Is there any other place that does that? I mean, you can drive a Lexus, and it's time for servicing. Is there a car with big lipstick on it that's pouting? It's crying. It needs its oil change. Yes? Just get make some for kids. I understand. And by the way, the kids don't get the mail.
Right. Kids aren't interested in that anyway.
Kids never see it. The adult has to see them sword fighting with the floss.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's work on that. Just have some adult look. I want to look like I'm invited to a tooth cleaning. You know, we formally request your presence.
You need
at
to
a cleaning.
You put your services out as a commencement speaker for dental schools.
You know,
I'll just set them all straight. Just one at a time. One dental school at a time.
Maybe you should change dentists because I
did.
I went to the dentist today to get a cleaning, and I got a little postcard in the mail
today.
No, I got it last week.
Yeah.
That said, reminder: your cleaning is next week.
But you went today.
Oh, I went today. It was excellent. I had a wonderful experience.
Wait a minute. What happened?
She went for a cleaning today.
Cleaning today? Yeah.
Because of the
reminder.
A week ago.
Yeah. Yep.
Because of the reminder.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a drawing of a giant tooth on there?
No. I think there was a happy smile on it.
All right.
Okay.
You know
what?
I like
to go. Crapping on my porn?
No.
She's
telling you to change dentists, I think.
Yeah.
I've been every one of them has
I
the
know.
Same crappy
and you've
reminder
been to a few.
Card. Yes. Sorry. Who was talking, Cal?
Yeah, my uncle's my dentist, and I got to say, he has this thing that last time I went in, I had to get nitrous because of something he was doing.
Uh-oh.
And
you don't want to be on nitrous with family.
Well, he put on this video of a monkey brushing its teeth.
What?
It was a chimpanzee, I'm not kidding you, with a huge yellow toothbrush.
While you're high on nitrous?
While I'm high on nitrous while
animals
he's doing this stuff.
Animals are funny.
Amazing. Yeah. Every dentist who is listening right now should please buy this DVD and play it while they're cleaning anybody's teeth.
I swear to Christ.
Phenomenal.
Anderson, that's not brushing. That's not flossing either. But the one they had today, a seal brushing his teeth, by the way. Same, I swear to God, that's the video I saw in the waiting room. And before, all right, and then one more pet peeve, and then we're taking some phone calls
Please.
With the dentist. The pumice. The pumice that they use to clean, you know, when they do the...
Yeah.
When they're peeing
colada?
Yeah. No, cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
I blame you for that because you were asking for more exotic flavors. Weren't you?
What? What are you? Are you high? I was asking for more exotic flavors?
Or more reason. More.
No.
You was something other than pina colada and you didn't specify.
No. I said, look, what do they make toothpaste out of? That's the one you use, you idiots.
The peppermint, right?
Yeah, you don't use pina colada. Yeah, First off, this stuff tastes like hell because it's pure pumice and there's like a little fluoride and it's never going to taste good. So don't try to make it taste good. Just use what people are used to. They had like wild cherry, tropical this and that, cookie dough.
Did you try the cookie dough just to get angry?
No, I just got angry. I didn't need to try it. But I was like, what kind of message is this to send to your teeth, by the way? We're going to pound some cookie dough into it? And by the way, what about the kids? You're telling them not to eat that stuff. It's going to rot their teeth out. Now we're using it to clean your teeth? It doesn't make sense at all.
You must be a commencement speaker. All right.
Your dentist is wacky. Mine was spearmint flavor today.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's what it's supposed to be.
They got the... a friend of mine has a kid who's got the pizza-flavored toothpaste.
Oh, my God.
That's disgusting.
No. Look, you would have to... You know how high you would have to eat an entire like kilo of weed to do that?
Jason is 18.
Hey,
Jason,
how's it
you're
going?
18.
We're good.
Yeah,
I gotta go to Michelle's dentist.
No,
what's up?
Well, I just wanted to.
All right, but look, all I'm saying is no. But seriously, how terribly wrong could you go wrong? How far wrong could you go with something that actually tasted like toothpaste when you're cleaning people's teeth?
Is
there going to be outrage? How dare you? This doesn't taste like brisket. is that what they're going to say?
Brisket.
You're cleaning your teeth. It should taste like toothpaste.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm with you.
That 100%. Cookie dough.
Yes.
All right. Or have the guts to really use cookie dough.
The actual cookie dough.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm with you on that.
Jason?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Loveline. I've been listening for a while. But I called tonight because I just saw Harold and Kumar go to White Castle about a week ago.
You are good.
You're awesome. Well, what'd you think?
Oh. You know, honestly, I think it was probably one of the funniest movies that I've seen in, I don't know, a year or two. I loved it, honestly. It was great.
I like the way he qualified
Thanks, man.
Let's see. It's Tuesday.
That's the funniest one I've seen since the first.
Well, yeah. I'm ripped right now, so this is kind of crazy.
18, huh?
Yeah, this is nuts. But anyway, and I was wondering if there's going to be a sequel, because obviously the end led up like there was going to be.
Jason, my young friend, I'm glad you asked. The sequel... the end of the, for those of you who don't know, our movie ends with a promise of a sequel. It sort of sets up a sequel going to Amsterdam, and that would depend on the DVD sales. If we sell these babies, then we're probably going to make another one. We're signed on to do it.
There's a certain number, financial number, that they haven't told us. But if it hits that number or goes above that, then we'll get a sequel, and that'll be called Harold and Kumar Go to Amsterdam. The script's actually written already.
Adam, sidebar. This is so they get these guys out there to hustle those DVDs. Yeah. It's going to be a sequel no matter what.
Well, yeah. But no, they get them to go out necessarily.
They get them to go out there. They say, oh, we know sequel unless you guys sell these DVDs. No, these guys selling their asses off.
Is that true?
We honestly won't have a sequel unless it hits a certain number.
Didn't do enough business theatrically to warrant it.
I feel like it was a good movie, made did well, but not great. And it's on the cusp. And by the way, they will do sequels to movies sometimes that you're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Did another six pack?
What was that baby movie?
What baby movie?
Baby Geniuses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they did
there's a sequel. I think we're on third.
They do that with kids' movies, especially because they get hooked early, and then they have to go see the second one.
Like Look Who's Talking To.
Oh. Yeah. All right, Drew. Where are we going?
Four.
Let's talk to Lindsay. Lindsay?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, my best friend came to me a few months ago, and he told me that he's liked me for 2 years now.
Uh-oh.
And that's a big uh-oh, because I trust him with everything.
Oh, you're not into him that way at all.
What do you mean you trust him with everything?
The uh-oh is that she trusted him, she's confiding in him, he's pining for her, and she got nothing for him.
Yeah, I know.
And so now what's she going to do with this?
Well, what's the trust of thing? You mean you think he's going to go talk to the press or something?
No. See, there's another problem. He came to me and he said that he really liked me. So I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry. I don't feel that way. So he came back to me last Friday and he said, well, I don't like you that way anymore. And this is how I felt, like it was kind of childish, but...
Let me tell you what you have to do when you do that. I've tried it. You have to beat off, and then you have to get over there within 15 minutes. Otherwise, you know what it's like? It's like when you're sick and you vomit. You know, you just vomit. You're like, oh, and then you're like, a little reprieve. You get back in bed, and you're like, all right, this is good. I get good 20 minutes in before I feel nausea before things start spinning again. That's what it is. Like, I would just do it out in the bushes out in front of the house, and then just run in with my pants down.
Yeah,
I don't feel the way. Oh, I love you. Touch me. Oh, no, I'm not leaving. I don't care who hears. That's what happens.
Oh, Lindsay. But, Lindsay, you're also worried because you lose your best friend, and you also have someone who's got a ton of information about you out there.
Oh, what information?
I'm not
who
worried
cares?
About him spilling anything about me.
But you
I'm
lose somebody
really
you trust.
I'm worried about my best friend.
That you lose.
His older brother came to me today.
Uh-oh.
And now his older brother wants me to go out with him this weekend. And I told him no.
What?
And he asked me why.
After the older brother came?
His older brother came to me and asked me to go out.
Lindsay must
oh
just.
Oh my God! This is awful.
So this is like a whole family drama thing. So I.
All right. Well, the big brother is an a-hole, and you get rid of him.
Well,
the older brother
doesn't know, and I can't tell the big brother.
Well, don't bother the big brother. Listen, the big brother is sort of intruding on his brother's friend, even if he didn't know that he knows the brother's pining for you. I'm sure he knows it. A, B, even if he didn't. It's inappropriate for him to sort of interfere with a friendship with his brother. Just get him out.
Fear? He's just going to...
he's out. Whatever.
Wait a minute.
Just put
him
down.
Quiet down. How old is he?
The older one?
Yeah.
He is still 18.
Still.
So he's
still 18.
Wow.
All right, but as of 12:01,
he
should be 23, right? You're still 18. Hold on, let me yell at Drew for a second. He's 18. He's a year older than
I know, but the point is just kind of push him aside. Don't worry about him.
Okay, here's what I'm saying. Don't come down on this guy. This guy is several months older than Lindsay. He sees his brother's not asked and not got off the pot in 2 years, and he's coming down for a little action.
I understand, but I'm not saying he's some sort of awful human being. I'm saying it's
well,
not appropriate.
Well, she doesn't like him either.
And thankfully she doesn't. So put him, he'll be fine.
All right, Lindsay.
But she has to deal with this best friend thing. That's a much more serious problem.
No, let me handle
that's
this.
My problem is just I'm worried about losing my best friend, and I can't talk to him about it without him.
He's only your best friend because he... Quiet.
You gotta listen to this,
Lindsay.
He's
only your best friend because he had the hots for you all this time.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do understand that, but that completely messes up everything because we have a group of, like, four really good friends. And we've all been really good friends for quite a few, like 3 years now.
But he's been hanging in because he's had the hots for you the whole time. By the way, he can still, some people can sort of put a lid on that and still be your friend.
Yeah,
it's a little painful for him. May not be a good thing for
him. Again, every 15 minutes, they're going to have to excuse themselves. It's like, you become like a
15, wow. This guy,
15 to 18.
He's got stamina.
It depends how into it she is. He is. You know,
You become like a a pressure cooker with no relief valve.
The point is, we should tell her that this friendship cannot be salvaged, right?
No, it can be. It can be, but it's in a way not fair for him because he won't be able to get on to somebody else.
Right, I feel like, do this guy a favor and cut him off.
In a way.
And we don't even know if it is a friendship because, I mean, it is, but you know what I'm saying? He's there because he's attracted to you. Right. So, Lindsay, why can't you be attracted to him? What's wrong with him? What do you got going?
I'm more than willing to give him a try. Uh-oh. The thing is, the last...
What?
Okay, no, he's my really good friend, and if he really likes me and he wants me to... No, I'm not willing to commit, and I'm not willing to really go there, but...
Don't do it, Lindsay. Not in those terms. No, 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 no.
I want to know what her version of a try is.
No, what I'm saying is that I'd consider moving him from the friend category, and I'd at least... Because I'd never even thought about that before.
Have you hooked up with him, depending on the oral test and the written examination?
Have you hooked up already, Lindsay?
No.
Lindsay, I just, generally speaking, unless you are, because he is so into you, if you start going down this path and you don't find it there for yourself, it's really going to destroy
you.
Plus,
you move a guy from friend into boyfriend category, then you have to find some other stooge patsy to come in and kiss your ass and that thing, and before you know it, the shift is on.
And by the way, you can't, once he goes into boyfriend, he ain't going back to friend.
Yeah.
At this stage, he can still maintain friend.
Okay. Yeah.
Possibly.
I can attempt to maintain friend here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, listen, enjoy your hotness while it lasts. I can see you're having fun with it. You know what you got. Enjoy that hotness and just find a guy.
This is a problem that she called a radio show
part of it was I'm so hot and it's really causing problems in my life. Just enjoy it. Your name's Lindsay. You're hot. Enjoy. Some guy, don't worry. There'll be guys that screw you over, too. They're out there. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Here's the point. Yeah, don't screw it. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Wait a minute. I want to talk to this guy.
Okay.
Dana?
Yeah, hi.
Dana, you're 17. What's up?
Hi. I can't believe I'm talking to you. I listen to you guys, like, every night.
Cool. Thanks. What's happening?
I watch Food Network a lot, and I saw that you, Adam, are going to be on Inside Dish with Rachel Ray tomorrow night.
Yeah.
That's
what
awesome.
Is that? Everyone keeps talking about
that. I guess a lot of people watch Food Channel, I guess.
I guess they do, but they never seem to talk about it.
Yeah. I've never heard of the show.
I never heard of it either.
It's Rachel Ray. She has like two or three shows on Food Network.
Yeah, she's fun. She's like one of those spunky chicks who's really lively and probably has a eating disorder, but she's got a lot of personality.
Good times.
Well, I just mean she's got
ironic that she'd be on the Food Channel.
Yeah. No, she's fun, and we went to that restaurant I own like 100th of, and we sat there and pretended like it was
Did
fun.
You like it?
Yeah.
What's the restaurant?
It's
Amalfi.
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 Well, I don't know. Amalfi. Whatever. It's on La Brea. It's right by the Acme Theater there. Good food. Reasonable prices. So, come on in. Tell them Adam sent you. Yeah. Get a free cobbler.
We'll check it out and see what you think of it. Calls back.
All right. Thanks a lot.
That was it? Oh, I thought
well,
she saw it.
I want to keep talking.
It's coming up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm hip, but it said, you're going to be on the phone. All right. I should have never taken that call.
Thank you.
Why would we put that call on?
You see my note up there for you?
What's your note for me?
My one.
You see my note for you?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You're number one, too.
That's right. John Cho and Cal Penn here tonight. They are from Harold and Kumar. Go to White Castle, out on DVD, and a big double thumbs up from Ebert and Roper. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Ready?
Ready? Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. John Cho, Cal Penn. Here tonight. Boy. Four names, four syllables, Drew. That's the way I like it. Keep it moving. Let's go. Harold, and ironically, in a very, very windy title, though. You know what I mean? A
lot, yeah.
a lot of words in there, yeah. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, everybody. And it is out on DVD as we speak. And got a nice recommendation from Ebert and Roper over the weekend.
Now, the unrated element in the DVD, is that because there's more stuff in here?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's some more nudity.
The original film was R, right? Because I remember my kids wanted to see it, and I wouldn't let them see it.
It was a pretty hard R. It was a pretty
hard R.
And now it's
not suitable for children.
It's exceeded that.
Well, it's exceeded that, and the great thing is that because there's no rating, young children can buy it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I want to have
the extreme.
Guys. Well thought out.
The extreme is also a reference to a bunch of guys, these pack of skateboarders in the movie who walk around. They're like the Mountain Dew parody kids who walk around going, "Extreme! Extreme cheddar! Extreme kayaking!" And they just shout extreme with everything.
Yeah, do the do.
You know what I'm saying?
I love that Mountain Dew, boy. Nectar the tards. Yeah. You know my plan about putting a sterilization agent in that stuff?
Isn't there already a rumor that there's some sort of...
There's a rumor, yeah.
I don't know. I wish that's one thing I'd like to substantiate. I really would. Now, I feel... And look, I'm not saying you drink one and you can never have kids, but I'm saying you do more than a six-pack a week and you will be rendered sterile for the time you're doing that. Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
Huh? For the time that you're doing that.
Well, Drew...
Makes sense.
Do you want a mother or father to drink more than a sixer of Mountain Dew a week?
Sixer?
Yeah.
No, a week. Yeah, okay.
A week.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah.
So you need a can to put them out of commission for about 36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine all the unwanted. Oh, it'd be awesome. What a utopia. Yeah. A few years. Right. Laura?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes, I'm 18.
What's up?
Whoa, I wasn't expecting you to pick up. Okay, hi.
All right, because I'm going to do 20 minutes on Fruitopia, by the way, if you don't start talking. Talk about a disappointment. Oh, used to see those vending machines with all the fruit on them. Like, this is going to be great. Oh, this tastes like ass. This sucks. What happened to that crap? What were they thinking?
I know.
All right. Here we go. Shouldn't we be angry?
You are.
All right. What's up, Laura?
Okay, I'm calling because I've been sleeping with my boyfriend for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't have an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. During intercourse.
During anything.
Is this your first partner?
Yeah.
No, oral sex won't do it?
No. We haven't really done that a lot, like, sort of, but not.
All right, well, that's what's finally going to bring it around.
Yeah, that's it.
Most women at 18 do not have orgasm during a sexual relationship. Some can with oral sex. A majority of women do not have intercourse ever in their life during intercourse.
Oh, I mean an orgasm during intercourse. Laura?
Great.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the thing about a woman. Women are constantly evolving.
Right. They get more hooked up. Things come online as they age.
Yeah. That's right. You're being slowly wired as you get older. You're not. It's not near in place at 17, 18.
No.
It'll be in place at 27, 28.
Here's the question that knows that will let us know how far in she is in terms of her wiring. Does she have orgasm by herself?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You do.
Definitely. So, absolutely.
Is there another person there?
Yeah, little,
and by the way, let me ask this. Do dudes do this where they go like, "Yes, I do."
look at their friend and laugh.
They're just looking spontaneously, erupt with laughter, and then straighten out again and answer again. I know my friends would hit me with their shoe if I did that.
Shoe?
Yeah. And guys don't do that because it makes the other person feel good. They'd be like, "You douchebag, you're stupid."
Shut up.
Yeah. Queer bait.
Queer bait.
Queer bait.
Wow.
Laura?
Yeah?
Okay, so why don't you get him to give you some oral sex? That's probably your best shot.
I know, but we have before, but I've never even felt close.
Does he not know what he's doing?
I'm not sure.
Can you show him what to do?
She doesn't know.
I don't know what to happen.
All right, well, here's the deal. It's not going to happen during intercourse. You can give up that notion. That's not going to happen. Okay? And it may happen at some point in your life as you age, but most women, it doesn't happen.
Yeah, okay, during the intercourse.
That I, like, could tell him about oral, like, do this.
Or whatever it is you do by yourself.
What do you do by yourself?
Had to look at me and laugh when she said.
Oh, precious.
Okay. By myself.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much anything that vibrates.
Can we get the dude to just man the machinery at first?
Yeah. How about that?
Wait, what?
He can hold whatever's vibrating at the time.
The washing machine.
Yeah, whatever's moving.
I could sit on the washing machine while he goes down on me.
Hey.
Yeah, clean that lint trap, okay. All right. Hey, Laura?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Whatever technique that you employ to have your masturbatorial experience, maybe he can, you can
incorporate him into that.
Incorporate
him into the whole thing. Okay. That's the, yeah? Then they'll expand from there, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. I have someone who wants to say hi to you, though, because Adam, he thinks you're awesome. So hold on 1 second, okay? Just a quick
God, time. Put her up to this. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Adam.
All right. What's happening?
Just hanging, man. I just want to say you rock.
Thanks, brother.
And
you're
so
not the
Drew.
Yeah. So is Drew.
Yeah.
Is
Dr. Phil.
Yeah. And are you the boyfriend?
Maybe.
Hold on. We should do more laughing. Oh, we really should, Drew. Don't you hear those other radio shows, those morning zoos, or like Big Boy and stuff? People are laughing their ass off. You just sit there, that puss on all the time.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. There you go. It's all the people have laughed at our show, and that's all of it over 10 years. I think that's Tom Hanks. All right, Anderson. Jackie?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Jed the Fish. Oh, get him in the treatment room, please. Please.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Yes, treatment.
Jackie, what's up? 22.
Yeah, I've been married for almost 3 years now, and my husband and I had a good sexual relationship earlier in our marriage. And after I had my daughter, it's like he didn't really want to have sex with me anymore. And all he wants is oral sex, and if we do have sex, it's like, you know, he's like done in 2 minutes. And like he won't even try. He won't
could
even
hang,
to give
Adam.
Me an orgasm or anything.
Adam couldn't hang with this.
Can hang with this dude. We could.
You and he. You're
we'd
the
be
same
best
guy.
Buddies. Yeah, he likes guy. Oral. He finishes fast.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
Won't give oral to her.
Does here's how I know this will complete the trifecta. Does he do that? Don't look at me. Because then we can really hang.
Well, I've caught him masturbating before, and I found on the computer that he.
Where is he? Where are you out in Arizona?
Yeah.
Southwest. They have a red eye.
What?
About 2 a.m. I'm coming out there.
To hang with your husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll just do that. We are one, and we do that Indian handshake. And then we both go to separate parts of the house and beat off. Yeah, awesome. All right, so Jackie, this is what guys do oftentimes. Not the passionate Drew, but guys that you have kids, the intimacy starts leaving the marriage.
You know what, though? It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign.
I you know what though? I think guys by nature are lazy when it comes to the relationship. Not lazy when it comes to work or anything else, but they can get lazy, and a woman has to sort of yank the chain a little and keep them in line.
That's
I know
true.
This sounds trite.
No, that's absolutely true. Men have a bad instinct for relationships, and women need to have a great instinct for it, and they need to kind of pop the guy once in a while.
Let me say this. I think men have the same instinct toward relationships that women have toward cars, which is the men are constantly saying, no, you can't just get in and drive every day. You have to check the tire pressure when you go in, check the oil, get it serviced. And the woman's feeling is like, it works, it's fine. But it'll break down. It'll break down when you, it works fine. That's right. Men do that with relationships. Like, I don't need to pack any picnic baskets or tell anyone I love
talk.
Her. Or anything. We need, come on, we're in a
fine.
Groove.
It's
Everything's working.
Good.
It's running
happy.
Fine. And the chick is going, You got to talk.
This is going to be a problem.
You got to check the tires. We're going to break down.
You're right. I am the chick.
It starts this morning. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It works out fine. And then they come home and the chick's moved out.
Yeah.
And it's like, what happened? You threw a rod.
Yep.
You didn't listen. You didn't check the oil. Mm-hmm. But it was running. That was yesterday.
Yeah.
And that's what happens. And I think women need to do that.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
And not with all guys. Once in a while, a puss comes down the pike like Drew. Mm-hmm. He doesn't need any of that stuff. And there are handfuls of guys.
But by the way,
I
get it still.
You get it anyway. But, I mean, there are a lot of guys that are, and I hate those guys. You know what these guys are? What? She's my best friend. And I'm like, get the hell out of here. What are you guys even talking? You're supposed to be talking. What do you mean, best friend? How
wow.
do you even know? No, but you know. Look, you guys are young. Believe me, you'll hit your pace.
Can I just bring something? If 22 is pretty early, right, to be having this layoff? I mean, he shouldn't. Yeah,
it says on that little.
He's 31.
Oh, he's 31. Okay.
But yes, 3 years in a relationship is very soon. Some guys pull back really after a baby. That's when they freak out a little bit.
How long? Where do you have your baby?
Oh, she had. How old is your baby, Jackie?
She's 2.5.
No, so,
so it's
been happening for a while.
Now you guys,
I would really recommend some marital therapy. I would.
There's that too. There's that, and then there's also just saying to the guy, "Look, I need a little more of this and a little more of that." And 90% of guys will come around.
Well, I have, but he's just like, like he just doesn't. You know, I'll catch him in the laundry room with the door closed. And
Does he specify that there's a problem?
Is he doing something to, like, the snuggle bear or something? What kind of pathetic guy beats off in the laundry room?
Well, he doesn't want me catching him, so, because he knows...
Hold on, how small is your house that his choice is the dining room and the laundry room?
Like,
no bathrooms?
No bathroom in the house? They can't have a quiet dignity of doing a thing where I bite my shirt? Look at myself in the mirror?
Oh.
Not that? Wow.
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 You paint a picture.
Well,
that's his job. So, Jackie, I'm a little concerned about this. I really am.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit off the chart.
Well.
It's happened too quick, and it's a little bit too clandestine, and a little bit too much.
Okay.
And a little bit too unwilling to even engage with you in a discussion about it.
Jackie,
if I try doing something to him, he's like, no, not right now. I'm tired.
Well, that's BS. Stop that. Don't take that. Don't take BS as though it's true.
Well, what do you mean BS? How do you know it's not? How do you know it's BS? Well, Drew, you're a passionate man. Yeah. You don't understand. You know what I mean?
Does the man get tired?
No, I just mean I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't either, but I know that something's
okay. So
wrong.
Look, here it is. Here's the deal. He must participate in the relationship.
That's right.
Not hover around it. So he either has to go, he's got to go to therapy with you, and you guys got to work on it, or he has to work on it. Or here's what you can do, too. The threat of therapy will straighten guys out sometimes, too. And it's for his own good.
Has your body changed since the baby? Anything, you know?
Well, I mean, I'm obviously not the same that I was, you know, before I had my baby. But, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not, you know, I still look good.
But there's not been a dramatic change in some respect?
Well, not really. About 20 pounds, but.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like 105 pounds before, so.
Mm-hmm. 20 pounds, but it's all on her right cheek.
That's good.
Every ounce.
That's all right.
Okay. All right. You gotta motivate him.
All right.
And then scare him.
Yeah.
But don't sleep with one of his friends or do anything stupid
like
that. Oh,
no, I would never do that. No.
Okay. All right.
Separate.
Because that's how you got to wake guys up. What women do, it's the car breaking down. That's them sleeping with the friend.
Yo, this guy's going to have to shake him.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's a sketch.
Yeah. Drew, what is that impulse for you to, talk and cuddle? And what is that? You don't have guy things. You don't like guys. You don't want to hang out with anybody.
No, I do.
You don't.
No, I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But you do. But you do. But no, you don't. You know what I'm saying?
I don't need it.
Here's the thing with Drew. The thing's weird about Drew is Drew's social, and he likes doing things, and he likes conversation, and he's active, but he has no guy thing in him. He doesn't go. He never goes anywhere with guys, and it's not because he couldn't.
I don't need
it. It's because you were made by female scientists in a laboratory.
Could be. But it's, I don't need. I enjoy it. I don't need it.
He's a wuss spot.
You know what it is? I'd have to pay attention to. I should do more of it. I should pay attention to make sure I do more of it.
Yeah, but what is it that you don't have the impulse?
That's the part I don't understand.
Why can't you do that? I know you're, I know there's a little pee-whip action going on.
No, it's really not that. It's more the workaholism takes precedent. You know, I don't leave leisure time.
You make everything you turn into that, but you do tons of things that aren't work-related. Oh, don't give me that. But first off, you're traveling all over the place for nickels, please.
Work.
You're away from your family all the time.
Yeah, it's work.
Yeah, but the compensation isn't good enough.
I enjoy that, though.
All right, but you're away. You enjoy it.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm saying. Can you free yourself up to do anything that doesn't fall in the heading of work?
Because
you think it's like,
can
I can't
have this conversation off the air.
Okay. All right. This is heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
We are actually on the air now, I believe. So, okay.
Right, we're taking about a 20-minute break.
Yeah.
Okay,
we
buddy.
We got a little work here. You guys take over.
You guys can do the show, right?
We'll handle it. You guys come back in.
Yeah, top of the air.
College grads.
Use the egg.
It's fine.
Don't use the F word or the S word.
I can say vagina, though, right?
Of course. Yeah.
Very good. We're all set.
All right, John Cho here. Cal Penn here tonight from Harold and Kumar. Go to White Castle. Out on DVD. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Loveline. This is Cal Penn.
This is John Cho.
I'm
an addictions medicine specialist.
And
no, I'm not.
We're taking over.
What do we got?
They've stepped out arguing, so we're going to go to line one. Hello.
Hello?
You're on.
Mike, you are what age?
I am 24.
Mike, you're 21.
What's going on, Mike? This is Cal and John.
How are you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Just had a few questions for you guys.
Yeah, go ahead.
I really enjoyed you guys and Harold and Kumar.
Thank you. Just wondering if you guys
will be starring in another movie together.
We're looking to make Harold and Kumar go to Amsterdam.
That'll hopefully happen. Depending on the box office results I don't know if you can even call it box office, the receipts from the DVD. So if you enjoyed it, please go buy it. Tell your friends to buy it.
You have chlamydia?
No, I do not have chlamydia.
That's good.
That stuff burns.
It's awful.
Do you guys have chlamydia?
No.
Joe, you had chlamydia, right? No? Wow. He just gave me the dirtiest
man,
look.
These guys really earned their money. We're really sinking here.
Yeah. No STDs on
okay,
our
so
side.
Okay, so Adam, I will create time for my... We're going to go to Vegas next week.
Oh, okay. Wow. Right? We fell off.
Okay, gotcha. What happened, guys? What's the matter?
Nothing. It's going swimmingly.
Did you guys take a call?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Mike.
Went okay?
Yeah, it was fine. He had chlamydia, poor guy.
You're right, Adam. I should do more of that kind of thing. You're right.
Yeah, all right. See, that's not bad. It just took an extra couple minutes to pound it out. Yeah. That's all.
Ouch.
Ryan?
Hello?
19. You're 19. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, I had a question for Harold and Kumar.
What's up, man?
Hey, I was wondering what your guys' stances were on the legalization of marijuana.
Cal.
I'll take that. Wait, I'll take it. I'm actually in favor of legalization of marijuana.
You are.
I actually am.
You didn't ask your ass.
No, but I'm going to loosen it up so these guys feel more comfortable doing
it.
That I'm sick and tired of not being able to have a reasonable discussion about this drug because every time somebody brings it up, people go, well, cigarettes and alcohol are legal. Yeah. You're right. Our laws as it pertains to substances are irrational. Irrational.
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm in favor of looking at the whole thing, rescinding the Harrison Narcotic Act of 12, 11, and making a rational set of laws based on how people actually relate to substances.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, two things come to mind when you ask me that question. Number one is how teachers in high school always used to tell us that if you smoke a joint, you're going to be homeless the next day. That was pretty much the correlation.
Right.
And then suddenly all the kids in our honors classes who were smoking weed are going to Yale. So somebody's lying somewhere along the line.
They're exaggerating. The fact is marijuana is one of the most common drugs of addiction we treat in inpatient setting right now. It is a profoundly addictive drug for some people.
Psychologically or physiologically?
There's only one kind of addiction.
Okay.
You can either stop or you can't stop. And when you can't stop, it's because of a profound biological event. And they have something very similar to heroin addiction in terms of what it's doing to their brain.
Yeah,
but most people...
That's after 20 years.
No. It's fairly within a few months, actually. But
they're not in your treatment after...
We get them within a year sometimes.
Their dad drags them in.
No, because... I don't want to get into this, but the fact is some people have a rapid deceleration into a depression with
really?
They switch over to amphetamine, and then we get them.
All right.
But the fact is, though, that there for most people, alcohol and pot is about the same thing. Except there's some stuff, evidence under 16, that it can delay growth things, but you know, it's about the same.
Except that according to those commercials, your money goes to the terrorists if you buy weed.
That's right. That's that too.
Yeah. Well, here's the problem with this country is we've somehow convinced everyone in it that drugs are drugs and that there's no difference between speed and marijuana and any, or cocaine and marijuana or alcohol and marijuana. Anybody who knows anything about anything knows, like, if you're hanging out with somebody, you want them high on weed, not high on speed.
Right.
High on speed, you're liable to get in a fight. They're liable to stab you. They're gonna run off the road. They're gonna do whatever. It's a different drug. It's different, and it's different on different people. But in general, if someone said, "Look, do you want a whole bunch of people out there high on speed, or a whole bunch of people out there high on weed?" Weed, it'd be a slowed down utopia we'd be living in, and speed, everyone would just be, you know, parents would be stabbing their kids.
I just don't see also how it does anybody any good for a person who smokes a joint to be in jail.
Yeah.
Well, that's the core issue in all of our laws as it pertains to substance use. It's not a realistic reflection of how humans relate to substances and how they should be managed if they have a problem related to substances.
Yeah, and the idea with these, you know, mandatory minimums that some of these guys are in there for 12, 15 years for selling some tabs at a Grateful Dead concert where they pose no physical threat to society is ridiculous. And I would also argue that this sort of, if you have more than, you know, basically an ounce of weed, somehow there's the presumption that you wanted to distribute it. Don't they have to prove that?
Yeah.
It doesn't, you know, they find a bunch of guns and a ski mask in your car. They can't arrest you for robbing a bank unless you're robbing a bank.
Yeah.
They catch you with a pound of weed. I don't care what time it is. They catch you with a pound of weed. What? You were going to sell it? Well, don't you have to catch me selling it? I might just stock up on weed.
I agree.
I shop at Smart and Final. Go check. I got a thing of garbanzo beans, 55-gallon drum in there. What do you think? I'm selling them?
I think there
don't
are...
you got to prove that?
Right.
All right. I'm outraged. We're going to talk more about this. All right. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, out on DVD. Go get that. Get some spleef. Go out and get that. And we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. John Cho, Cal Penn here tonight from Harold and Kumar. Go to White Castle, out on DVD as we speak. And we're just talking about drugs and legalizing drugs and legalizing marijuana and so on and so forth. Here's my thing on those, you know, commercials that's like, listen, you buy pot and you fund the terrorists.
Yeah.
You make pot legal. We don't fund the terrorists, you jackasses. You let me have a pot plant in my backyard without threat of getting my house taken away. We don't fund the terrorists anymore. You are creating a black market for something obviously people want and people refuse to stop using because they don't have a problem with it. People like marijuana. They seem to be able to be successful and deal with marijuana. A lot of people do. Either way, it's their prerogative. You don't have to tell them to floss. You don't have to tell them what to eat or when to exercise. And if they want to smoke weed, that's their business. So you're creating the black market, which is funding the terrorists.
There are so many people that are incarcerated from marijuana-related quote-unquote crimes, and they disproportionately affect urban communities, and there's less money for social welfare programs, and there's more people being locked up. And like John and I were just talking about prisons being privatized, so there's a lot of money being made off of people being put in jail for crimes related to marijuana.
Cal, to bring it back to our movie, I'll say, in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle,
yes,
there's two extremely funny scenes.
What's your movie again?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Good call, Joe.
My two favorite scenes, there's a spoof marijuana anti-drug commercial that's hilarious. There's also a scene where a montage of Cal romancing a bag of weed and marrying it.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
That's art imitating life right there.
Yeah. I swear one day soon, I almost have enough FU money, by the way, for the government.
To do what?
He's a literal millionaire.
I'm literally a millionaire. And I have some FU money for Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
But I don't have enough for the government yet.
You could be literally a multimillionaire.
I could literally be a multimillionaire.
Can you imagine that day?
Literally.
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 Wow.
Literally a multimillionaire.
I've never...
Literally.
That will be a quite a day.
But here's what I like to do when I get enough FU money. It's a few more years. I would like to just grow a pot plant in my yard in front of God and everyone and just do it.
Oh, and take it on. Take on the system.
Take them on.
Yeah.
You want to take my house? You can't prove I'm doing anything with this pot plant. I'm not selling it. I'm consuming it. It's my plant. It's my property. I'm doing it. Just like if I wanted to make my own beer in the basement. That's my business. And I really think you could win.
You'd have to organize it carefully.
And I can't stand the fact that these righty hypocrites, all these gun-toting pussies, don't stand up for people who want to do this. Because their whole thing is like, it's never about guns. It's just about
government.
It's about government.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, government. I'm not going to have some jackbooted thug come onto my property and tell me how to conduct my life. That's their whole thing. And then when a guy grows a pot plant, he's like, take that hippie, throw him in the hole, and throw away the key.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Yeah.
This is his gun. That pot plant, that bong, that's his rifle. That's my weapon of choice, that bong, Drew. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the El Kabong. Take your head off with that thing. But the point is we're both talking about the same thing. That's why the right guy, that's why the right's a hypocrite, because they never stop talking about intrusion of government.
And then they want to talk about who can be in your bedroom.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm all for gay. No.
And the left are idiots, too, as well. But I really do think you could grow a big
pot
plant.
We hate extremists on either
side.
We hate both sides. But I think you could grow a pot plant, get enough money, get enough attorney. Get that attorney with the ponytail and the beard I always see on TV and get him to protect you.
All right,
you pay him in pot. You pay him in bud.
Oh, that's interesting.
Pay him in bud.
No, I got a guy. I got a plan of mine.
Oh, you do? Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yes.
What's going on, baby doll?
I don't know.
that's good radio.
Yeah.
Let's start this off.
Let's get back to consensual victimless crimes, huh? Prostitution is something we could go ahead and not work so hard on either, huh?
What is it you don't know about, Ashley?
Okay. I have a really good question. I've been with a couple, my share of guys. I've never had orgasmed with any of them during sexual intercourse, which is...
You heard us talking earlier to a girl that's normal. Very, very few women have orgasm during intercourse, especially at your age.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was like a maturity thing, like I'm not supposed to, but...
It's not even a maturity. Some of it is that, but ultimately, most women don't have an orgasm during intercourse.
Okay. Well, that kind of explains it, but listen to this. This is what's going to freak you out. Okay.
I'm ready.
I just got this new job. And my manager, I just found out she's a lesbian. And we have been flirting like crazy. It is insane. But it's a fun to me. Like, I think it's totally fun. I have a great time doing it. But I'm like, I feel like attracted to her in a way. And I'm having weird dreams about girls. It's scaring me. And I don't know.
I'm blown away, dude.
I'm freaked out.
That's so abnormal.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, Drew can't hang. Drew's never heard this question before, have you, Drew?
I'm too freaked out to
Your
talk.
Your training didn't prepare you for this. You're never prepared. There's nothing in a textbook that prepares you for an 18-year-old chick talking to a chick she works with, is there, Drew? You didn't know this existed, did you, buddy? And, Drew, you've been doing this show for, what, close to 20 years now? And you thought you'd heard everything. Until now.
Oh, yes.
Until now.
An 18-year-old talking to her boss, who's a female?
Oh, man.
Oh,
wow.
How to answer that
don't,
question.
Don't even talk.
I can't wrap my mind
around this thing. Okay, hold on. I got to breathe into a bag or something. Drew, let me get some bag for him. Like, I'm hyper. I'm having a panic attack. Drew.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder what that conversation would be like.
Let's find out. Can we handle it?
I don't know.
We got it.
I don't know.
I got it.
I don't know. Ashley?
What kind of things do you say to your boss?
Okay, I actually just asked her this the other day. I asked her what they do. Like, I was like, oh, so what do you guys do when you're with each other,
Oh, no!
That's like completely unreasonable.
Oh,
I can't believe it.
Wow!
Oh, humanity.
And what do they do?
What else do you ask?
She's the girly one in the relationship, so I guess she... just listen. She takes it, I guess, you want to say, whatever. But I asked her, I was like, so, you know, what is it like and everything? She said, it's really fun. She said, you'll never know. You'll never want to go back to a guy once you've been with a girl.
Yeah. No. That's what that
Whoa.
Dude said to me.
Oh, my God. Somebody hold the phones. I can't believe that.
I should have never believed that, dude. Never.
Well, it's just...
Now, listen, Ashley...
All
naturally
right.
enough, this is sort of a fun and playful and even highly arousing interaction.
Is she hot?
She's got big boobs, and it's, I mean, she's hot, I guess.
She's okay. Big boobs?
It doesn't necessarily mean anything. It may mean something. Maybe it's the beginning of something for you.
No.
But I don't think so. I think you're just sort of aroused by the whole kind of interaction.
Dream, like going down on a chick. What's that all about?
Yeah.
It's all part of this whole sort of fantasy you're living in.
Yeah.
I think you should hook it up.
Yeah, why not?
It's just, the only issue is that it's your boss, so, you know, I don't know how that's going to work
out. That's not good. That is not
maybe
good.
Maybe find another girl.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at, it's like a Best Buy kind of thing. I'm a lead cashier.
Mm-hmm. Lead
that's
cashier.
Hot. Pushing buttons.
Yeah. That's like lead.
She could be lesbian.
That's like the number one chair in a violin, you know, like in an orchestra. Right. And a lead cashier.
Except it's oboe.
You got everyone.
She's a soloist.
Everyone's
cashier.
Nipping at your heels. You got everyone looking to knock you. You know, when you're on top in the cashier world,
so it's like
everyone
a
wants
by.
To take you down.
She's in Orange County.
All right. We've probably been there.
Yeah.
All right.
Circle City.
Yeah. Maybe
good
it was
guess.
That place where that snotty-nosed 6-year-old chick came up to me and went, are you as big an asshole in real life as you are on TV?
Oh, wow.
Remember that?
That's yes, nice. I remember Adam then going, beat it!
That's all I said to her, and she ran away.
Beat it. I like that.
It was awesome. It was like Pop's Corolla. I swear, Drew, please tell me. I just said, say one word to her.
You didn't even look up. You didn't look up.
She ran.
She's like, beat it. Waves her away. Beat it. And she goes, oh, you are as big as beat it. Beat it. That was it.
She went running away.
That's awesome. I love that those two words just made her run away.
Beat it is awesome. It's really, it's like when your dad's friend's coming down on you.
Yeah, can we bring that one back?
Please bring Beat It back.
I'm going to bring Beat It back.
It's solid.
That and Get Lost.
Get Lost,
get
yeah.
Get Lost.
Yeah. And then Scram can't be far
Scram,
behind.
Scram, no. No, yes.
Scram.
Scram is good.
Yeah.
Amscray.
No, come on, Drew. No, what are you doing? What was that? I don't know what that was.
No,
you guys know what that was?
No, what?
No, nobody
what was,
knows. I don't know. I wish someone could explain to me what that was, Drew. Calling all nerds. Do we have to talk again?
Amscray.
Jennifer?
Yeah.
Jennifer, you're 15. Jennifer,
you're a sexy penis. Castle Granada.
What was that?
A lot of weirdos tonight.
It really is.
Huh? Stuff going on.
Lots of women.
A lot of shows would have hung up on you by now, but not us.
I blame John and Cal
for bringing in the
whack jobs. Yeah.
You do. You guys.
The Bugazzi
effect.
You're
the flame to the wacky moth.
It must have been that 4 minutes you guys did by yourself.
Yeah.
You brought him in.
Yeah.
That was only about 30 seconds. It felt like 4 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you there?
I think
it was just the thing that said that I had a nice penis that recorded.
She was talking about you.
Cal specifically.
Oh, I see. Okay.
All right.
No, I didn't realize that. It was talking about.
Yeah.
By the way, is Cal...
Yeah,
is that
yes, hello, gentlemen.
Hold on a second. Is Cal short for something kooky that I can make fun of?
Yeah, Calpin. It's not really anything too weird.
Yeah.
Sorry to disappoint
you. I was
hoping
it was something really wacky.
Yeah.
Janet?
Yes, hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Wow.
What's going
well,
on?
My problem, I'll get right to the question.
Cal, what are you?
You got to get to this question, seriously.
I'm going to get to it, but Cal, what's your nationality?
Nationality or ethnicity?
Ethnicity.
Indian.
Indian, all right. Yeah. Remember we were talking about the dot the other day?
Oh, yeah, what's the dot?
We couldn't get to the bottom of it.
In Hinduism, it's a symbolic...
It's a Brahmin sign, right?
No, it's called a bindi. It's a symbolic third eye.
But mm-hmm. Who gets them?
Traditionally, women after marriage will get them, but it's also part of a religious ceremony, I think in Buddhism also.
Well, somebody came on and said it was Hindu and it was a caste sign.
No, it's
Brahmin.
Not a caste sign.
Okay. Yeah.
I hate everyone.
Also, I'm not like the spokesperson for the billion people that live in India, so there may be different variations of it.
Right.
Hinduism's a pretty liberal
religion. First off, let me say, I hope all billion are exactly like you.
They are.
That's number one.
Thank you.
Or that super hot chick I saw in 60 Minutes 2 is the hottest chick in the world. She's from
India.
You think
she's that hot?
No, but it's one of those things where we feel good as Americans by picking.
If we pick
the blonde with huge cans, right, everyone would feel bad, so we pick an exotic looking chick. And it's like, a Julia Roberts proclaimed her the... Well, who died and left her queen of the good-looking, you know? Like, good-looking people somehow. Yeah, oh, listen, you can't answer this, hook-nosed fat ass. I'll answer it. I'm good-looking. I'll declare.
Right.
I say ugly people have a better idea who's good-looking. We're hungrier. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We appreciate it more. You're soft from staring in the mirror. She was the most beautiful. Yeah, she's nice. She looks good. She doesn't have any zits. You know, there's nothing wrong with her. But is proclaimed as the most beautiful woman in the world. When you see him, it's always a little let down. Nothing wrong. That has nothing to do with being of Indian descent. Here's why I hate everyone who calls the show. This came up about 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
I said, geez, I thought that... I thought it had to do with marriage. And then, of course, a bunch of a-holes called the show. Like, no, it's a caste system, blah, 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 blah. And now we hear that it has to do with marriage. Thank you.
All right, Jeanette.
You guys were right all along.
There we go.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I've called you folks before. I have terminal breast cancer and am 3 years clean from a heroin addiction. And the medical question I have for Dr. Drew is, what would he suggest for pain control? Because I really don't want to get back on that wagon again. Two-parter. I have two open sores on my breast that were weeping with a staph infection. The doctor tells me now that the staph infection is gone, but the wounds are still weeping. So what's going on there?
Well, are they tumor?
Well, they don't really know. They said that the breast cancer there's two different kinds of breast cancer. Well, you know that.
There's several different kinds, but...
Well, it was just internal and went to my lymph nodes, and that's why they... And then it became skin cancer as well, and that's probably what they say the lesions are. But the staph infection developed after they did the biopsy. The second biopsy.
Okay, and so you just have a non-healing ulcer from your biopsy site.
That's right.
Oh, that's from the biopsy.
Yeah.
Is there something?
Very jovial.
Yeah. Are you getting? I mean, you need wound care. There's all kinds of interventions that need to be initiated if you've got a non-healing ulcer. How long has it been there?
About 8 months. Because 10 months.
Oh no! You need to go to a wound center.
Have wound centers?
Yeah.
Well, I've been to see my primary healthcare practitioner like 4 times since the wounds developed, and she just keeps giving me Keflex and sending me home.
No. You need to ask.
This ain't work for a chick. You got to get a dude in here and from another country.
Well, Keflex was called a first-generation cephalosporin, and that's good for the staph infection.
Step it up.
But you need to actually go to a wound center. You may need grafting. Who knows what you need there. That definitely, you got to ask for a referral to a wound center, okay?
And
that's one.
You said terminal. Sorry for cutting you off. Now, when you say terminal, do they give you a period to live?
Yeah, they said 18 months. They couldn't do the surgery because the tumors were too massive inside my breast, so they wanted to attack it with chemo and radiation. But the percentage the statistics they gave me were not very good at all, and I know more people that have died from the actual chemotherapy. So I started going to a naturopath, and the tumors have actually been reduced by like 27% since.
Wait, Jeanette, something is wrong here. Breast cancer is predominantly curable.
It is.
Especially in your age.
26 years
Absolutely.
Old.
Absolutely.
Natural. What?
Jeanette, you got to get yourself back. The chemo is actually kind of mild for this, too. They shrink the tumor, take the breast off, reconstruct if you want, cure. You can expect a cure, but
chemo mild for this. It's not as bad as other forms of chemo.
It's not a horrible chemo. It certainly doesn't kill anybody.
What's a bad chemo?
You know, things for leukemias, lymphomas.
That's
those
a
are
tough
multi drug. You get very sick from it.
All right, so Jeanette.
Yes.
And what are you doing with the naturalist? Just getting coffee enemas and rubbing a chia pet.
Jeanette.
There's like 16 different types of drops that I'm taking, and there's three different machines. There's a machine called a Rife machine, and that's an anagram, R-I-F-E. I don't know what it stands for, but it cured my mom's breast cancer, and so I've been using that machine.
Yeah. Work for Steve McQueen, too.
Yeah, hey, well, it sends radio waves. It doesn't hurt.
Hold on a second. We have a powwow. Drew doesn't go for this crap.
I'll go for what works, but
it doesn't work.
But the fact is, we can cure this one. This is a curable cancer.
Well, what kind of doctor then would just send her packing?
Nobody. She packed herself.
Can't they stop her?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
But what if they say, look, we can cure this, or there's a high percentage chance we can take care of this. You go see Dr. Dim Sum with the 4-foot beard down in Chinatown. This ain't going to work.
I'm sure they told her that.
Do you think?
They did? Oh, yeah.
Do you think she has some concerns because of her previous addiction?
Well, she does about going on pain meds, but, you know.
What about related oncology? Or
Jeanette.
Yes.
There's like 200 years of education in this room and one semester at LA Valley College.
And you're going to speak for everyone.
I wasn't on I didn't go in on probation. I had to earn that.
Well, what you guys are saying is actually giving me the first sense of hope that I've had, because it's not like I just went and saw one doctor and, oh, I give up. I saw an oncologist, I saw a radiologist, I saw
a surgeon. Jeanette, they told you to take the chemo and the radiation, get the surgeries, and you'd have like a 60% cure rate.
No, they didn't say that. They said that at 30% in, it would come back within 3 years. There's a good chance it would come back within 3 years.
30% cure?
Yeah.
Or 30% recurrence?
No, 30% cure, and they said there was like a 70-some percent chance that it would come back within 3 years.
Doesn't sound right to me.
Plus,
and they wanted to
adds...
do a thing where they take out my lymph nodes, and then they were telling me the risks.
Jeanette, that is absolutely standard routine. Those are done. That procedure is done in every hospital in America, hand over fist. No one ever has any big problem with that. I mean, you can sometimes get fistulas and things, but that's a standard procedure.
All right, so Jeanette.
Yes.
Here's the thing. You got to start seeing the man.
Go see a different doctor, you're saying.
Yeah. All this homeopathic crap is great when you're not really sick, but when you actually get something, screw
South
that.
South Park did a great episode about that.
They did?
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, she saw it. Yeah. Good.
Kenny or somebody gets kidney failure, and then they're like, well, we're not doctors. What are you thinking? And the kids are like, what? You led us to believe you could do something.
Well, if that's all this crap, all this, I had a coffee enema, and I don't eat meat. So it's all great when you're not really sick, when you're just, 26, and you're living up in your head, and you're full of your own, you think your ass doesn't smell. And then something happens, like your appendix bursts or something. Now it's time to go see the man. You got to see the man. And let me say this. Let me explain something, too. AIDS, under control. Homeopathic or the man? The man. All you guys do, all you pussies do is complain about the man and the drug companies and all that. Who do you think got AIDS under control, huh? Who, your hippie buddies? Your protesters? The ones who are making the quilt? Or the man? Or the man? The man did it. You understand? So start kissing the man's ass. Because he cured your buddies, you pussies. Please.
When I was in training.
So convenient.
When I was in training, somebody
came
in for...
Why can't they do more? They're charging to you. The man cured your ass with AIDS.
When I was in training, people would come with their first
pussies.
Episode of pneumocystis, and we would say, you have 6 months to live. Period.
That was AIDS.
And now they come in, we say, hey, you have a chronic illness.
That's right.
We'll deal with it. No problem.
That's right. And who came up with that?
The man.
Some guy out of a VW van wearing Birkenstocks who didn't want to harm the earth, or the man? Yeah. Who made AZT, Drew? Who made those triple cocktails? Who did all that stuff?
The man.
The man.
It's like church in here.
Kiss the man's ass. Or do me a favor. Don't use it. Now that you got something real, go to Canada over there and don't use anything. Live off the... Start eating raw food. Eat raw food. That's going to cure your AIDS. Yeah, go eat it. Or shut up. Pussies. Tired of these guys. And as soon as they get now, it's right back to beating up on the man again. That's how the man works. Man don't care about AIDS. He don't care about you. He don't care gay or straight. Man wants money. That's it. He goes out, and here's the thing. He spends a bunch of money on R&D, burn a few lab rats. You do this, you rape a little rainforest, and now you got to get compensated. That's how the man works. It's a business. He doesn't know you. He doesn't know your friends. He doesn't care if you got it because you're hemophiliac or because you're manning a glory hole. Well, he doesn't care. Well, he wants his money. But
he may put his focus on things for altruistic reasons, but ultimately,
he wants money.
His focus may be to help people.
And let me say this, too. Let me say this, too, Lefty Puss. Pay the man because you don't want him to shut his lab down because the next time one of these comes around, the man needs to have his lab because your pussy buddies ain't going to cure anything. That's the point. Give the man his money. He can buy a new lab, get a couple of Bunsen burners, and next thing you know, we're in good shape when the next version of AIDS comes around. Oh, and it's coming. God
has a plan.
God has a plan. Yeah. That's right. That's all right. We're righteous. We will.
Amen.
We will survive. Amen. And I'm talking about just the four people in this room. Sorry, Michelle. And it's up to us to repopulate. Wait a minute, you're back in. That's right.
Change plans. Change plans.
And we're going by height. All right. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. Everybody. Yeah, the man doesn't want you to see it, but you're going to see it anyway. Out on DVD, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Outstanding.
Yeah, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, John Cho, and Cal Penn here tonight from Harold and Kumar.
Go to
White Castle. Can't articulate yourself any better than that. Anderson's favorite drop. Puts that on. That's on the outgoing message on his machine.
Is it?
Call him at home.
Outgoing only, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you hear. All right, let's speak to Kui. Works out two times a day, and now it's so much sex. Okay. Kui?
Yeah. Hey, Adam?
You're 24?
Yeah, I had a question. I've been working out. And I noticed that when I started to work out more than once a day, my sex drive kind of went up.
What kind of name is Kui?
Yeah.
What kind of name is that?
It's Korean.
Korean?
Yeah.
Kui.
Mm-hmm. And now the sex drive has gone up?
Yeah. I always used to work out, and then somebody suggested that I should work out my legs to boost testosterone, I guess, in the body for muscles.
Well, that naturally enough will increase your sex drive, right?
Yeah.
Anytime you're using pushing heavy weights with large muscle groups, it can raise your testosterone levels a bit.
Yeah. And look, don't take this the wrong way, but Koreans, you don't need to work those legs. You've got tree trunks already, those big calves. I mean, huge. Koreans.
But they can get big.
I'm a powerhouse down there.
Yeah.
Wow, John, I never noticed that about you.
Well, once in a while.
Me in a whole new way,
once
Cal.
In a while, they break the mold, but normally, strong, powerful, huge stocky calves. Legs with,
Samoans.
With powerful calves.
Samoans.
They're like mini Samoans. Yeah. They are.
What if we were to breed them with a.
Oh, that's great. With a like with a dog that was hairless.
Yes.
And then we could bring them in. Oh, off the furniture. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's one of the hairless grants. Stay on the sofa. That's fine.
But he does bring up an interesting point here, Kui, is that if people go from not working out to working out, they can enhance their libido.
Yeah. And what about this thing? John, are you Korean?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, man. I figured you were Chinese. I didn't know.
So did I for a while.
We mentioned he was born in Seoul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I wasn't listening. Yeah, okay, kidding. Well, I was going to want to... Good, but it was going to get uncomfortable because I want to know what was up with those terrorists now. But right. Then you dodge that bullet.
Yeah.
Here's the point. Powerful-legged people.
Yes.
No doubt about that. It's not a put-down either. It's just they have strong, you know, certain groups got strong legs. And the Koreans don't need to work the legs. Focus on the upper body, you know?
Good times.
No, you know what they need? They got nice arms, too, if you think about it. That's it. Pecs. Pecs are good Korean muscles.
This is all because John's standing here naked before.
Yeah, I'm looking at him right
examining
now.
Examining him.
Thank God I got the laser pointer on my keychain. Now, down here, Drew, is there anything we can do about this? What do they do? Snip the ligament and put a weight on it? What do they do, Drew?
That's one of the ways.
All right.
Snip the ligament, put a weight on
yeah.
it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We can get a couple extra out of that. No problem.
Ouch.
Extra millimeters.
Now.
Mind you.
All right, here's what I want to say.
No millimeters.
They say now they've upped it to everyone should work out for an hour a day.
Like hour?
They keep doing this. By the way, we're heading in the wrong direction.
In terms of productivity as a country?
Well, what I'm saying is, like, it used to be, like, there'd be the food pyramid and have, like, cupcakes on it and stuff, you know? But, like, right. It had things on it that you wanted to eat. And then it's like, you should do 20 minutes of moderate exercise 3 times a week. Now they're up to an hour every day, and the cupcakes have been, like, replaced with tofu.
Yeah.
Wieners on the pyramid. We're screwed now. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not supposed... But, by the way, we just figured this out. We figured it out 6 months ago. What's going on? Is it because everyone's becoming obese?
Well, there's a worry about that, and that's of course been overstated, like everything else. But the fact is, the press is so focused on trying to find medical headlines, and there's no such thing as a medical headline. There's no such thing.
Really?
No. A headline is something that scientists go, or clinicians go back in the lab and try to reproduce multiple times. And after many, many years, if it turns out to be truth, then it becomes accepted practice. But it takes forever for that kind of thing to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because of one study shows something striking. Never, ever.
Well,
ever.
How about we do? But they say now you need to work out an hour a day, which seems like a lot for most people.
But the cupcake pyramid was when America weighed a reasonable weight, right?
Yeah.
We're crazy fat now.
The cupcake was when we also expected to live a normal lifespan and didn't expect to live forever.
Right.
And not have any medical problems, not be a biological, so just go to town.
Well, what about this? I say we need to adjust that body mass index.
Okay.
I think we need to move that because I was watching a show. Well, you know who I'd like to use?
Oprah.
I would like to, someone who's built like Oprah, Jerome Bettis, the bus.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Guy goes, now here's my argument. Yeah. Here's a guy, Jerome Bettis. Thanks, Anderson, big Pittsburgh fan. Jerome Bettis, 5'10", maybe 5'11", 262, 263, runs a 4.6 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And can dunk a football in full pads in the middle of a snow day on a 10-foot goalpost. You know
nice.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Now, his body mass index, you go look at the thing, guy 5'10 and a half, he's morbidly obese.
Yep. He's almost 80 pounds over his ideal body weight.
I'm telling you, I was watching a show the other day on like 2020, and they did that body mass thing, and the guy was like 5'11", and the poor guy with like 330 pounds, and he was 5'11", and he was like, you should weigh between 153 and 161. And I thought, I work with a whole bunch of guys who are in their mid-30s. They're not fat. They're 5'10", they're 5'11", and they're 185 pounds, and they're not fat.
Of course.
You're heavy. I'm heavy. Everyone's heavy for their body mass, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, except for actually John and Cal here.
Anyone
actually make their body mass index. 5'10 guys, especially 40-year-old guys,
again,
are 5'10", weigh 190.
Based on big probabilities, you know, average scales and things like that that don't take into account.
Jerome Bettis.
And
we need to jack this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, adult male... 40 years old, 5'10 should be, you know, 180, 185.
Mm, give
not
me
not 152. Drew,
take
you getting
calls.
Angry?
Yeah.
Getting angry at the man?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if this is the man or not, but let's pump that BMI up a little bit, and then I'm going to start working on the pyramid, see if I can get the cupcakes back on there.
It's again, you know,
I
get
a lot to do.
For some reason,
we got a lot to do.
Why do I get painted with the brush of people, somebody trying to tell everyone how to live their life, when the fact is, it's people like what you're talking about that are trying to manipulate people. And
Bettis? Jerome?
No.
The boss?
The pyramid people. And
the pyramid people.
Yeah.
The good, that insurance place?
Mm.
So we're talking about the good people, the pyramid.
Yeah.
They got that headquarters down in San Francisco. Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yes.
That's the good hands people.
No,
what?
That's Allstate.
Oh.
Yeah. This is like Prudential or something. I got to work this out. Go ahead, Jessica.
Well, my boyfriend is always pressuring me into having, well, I don't usually do it, but anal sex.
Do it. Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
Is it normal? I mean, I've tried it and it makes me paralyzed. Like, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Guys,
that
like
feels kind of good for you.
Guys like to hurt girls.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I think they want to hurt somebody with their penis.
Really?
Okay.
I think that's the impulse.
I'd like to. I think I could rupture an eardrum or something.
But right? Isn't that you?
If I got a running start, I'm pretty sure I could do
but
that.
But isn't that the impulse?
Disturb the nostrils.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or I could actually pile drive it up their urethra, ironically.
Oh,
yeah, that would hurt them.
It's called threading the urethra.
That would hurt them.
Jessica, is it pleasurable for you?
Well, I mean, he'll, like, put a finger in sometimes while we're having intercourse, and it will feel okay, but, like, man, once he tries putting his schlong in me, it really, really hurts.
We've got to give her points for that.
Yeah, she's an ambassador, too.
All right, I'm going to go away on a limb here. Calling from Sunland, California. It's beautiful.
I'm from Sunland.
From Sunland.
Oh, she sang it.
All right, I'm going Jew.
Yeah.
Definitely
yeah,
Jew.
Yeah.
You Jewish, Jessica?
Well, there's some Jewish in my family, yes. But I'm half Italian and half Jewish.
What part? What do you got?
I have Italian and Jewish in me.
All right, the anal's the Italian part. The Jewish part where your dad is listening is killing himself. That's the Jewish part. I've worked it all out.
I don't know
my
dad.
Oh,
don't know your dad.
Listen,
he's
look,
Jew?
You don't have much Jew. You can't be half Jew. Impossible.
I don't know. I'm a mutt.
All right, yeah. David. Get out of Sunland, by the way. It's a horrible, horrible place.
Oh, please come and rescue me.
I'm scared. I don't want to fly over Sunland.
All right, Jessica, you mentioned how much this hurts you. Why do you do it if it's so painful for you?
Well, to pleasure my man, you know.
I know, but listen, here's the deal. He is happy if you just are there and show some enthusiasm. It doesn't get better than anything else. He's just sort of fishing around.
And by the way, were you abused or something? You have the little girl voice. That worries us.
No, I've always had this little girl voice.
No.
Ever since you got molested by your uncle? Unless you're calling from Sunland, you had to have been abused. They won't let you in.
I was actually from Long Beach. I moved down to Sunland with my family, and we actually live up in the National Forest, so we're not in Sunland.
Okay. All right.
In one of those cabins up there? The forest department? What do you mean up in the forest?
Yeah, up Big Tujunga Canyon, about 4 miles up there.
Oh,
you mean where the forest department maintains those cabins?
Yes,
they do? What?
Do you know about this?
What goes on up there? Hold on.
If you go up hiking these trails, you'll see these cabins up there in the trails in the San Gabriel Mountains.
Yeah.
There's cabins sitting there.
Haunted, yes.
Yeah, they look weird.
And how do you get to live there?
I don't... Ask her.
She doesn't know.
Hey, Drew, weren't you saying last time that if you have too much anal sex, you can get a prolapsed anus?
You can prolapse your anus. And not even too much. Any anal sex can lead to
prolapsed vagina, I think is how it started.
Prolapsed vagina happens commonly. Women have lots of children. Prolapsed anus happens commonly if you live long enough to men and women, but especially women. And if you're abusing that area, you're, of course, more likely to have that kind of thing. And a prolapsed anus is just a delightful thing. It really is a good thing.
Really?
Don't do it. I mean, it hurts.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Again.
Drew, I don't know why, but have you been to Sunland?
I've driven through, sort of.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
And you know, it makes me want to bring up this, my numbering system. I'm not going to get into it, but you guys will dig this idea. I think it's unfair for cities to call themselves like Hawaiian Gardens.
Or Sunland.
Sun Valley. And there's a lot of views and vistas and stuff. But these places are dumps, all right?
Yeah.
And people come
Lake
to this.
Lakeview Terrace.
Lakeview Terrace, dump. Sunland, dump. Sun Valley, dump. Hawaiian Gardens, dump. These places are dumps, okay? Now, here's the point. You don't know when you're relocating from Cleveland. Right. You hear somebody go, hey, you want to move to Sunland? Sunland sounds great. I picture myself like a ski chalet. And, you know, snow bunnies and a hot tub. This could be excellent. And it's a dump. And there's no motivation for the crappy cities. You think it's a coincidence that the crappy cities have the nice names? They got soft. They didn't have to work anymore because, hey, our name is Sunland. People
are attracted there by the names.
Yeah. When I'm in charge, your name ain't going to be Sunland. It's going to be 574. You want to work your way up, get into the 400s, pick up the garbage, and get rid of some of that graffiti.
Scam, man.
Yeah. That's what it is. And everyone just gets a number assigned to them. And you don't like your number? Work a little harder. Clean up that graffiti. Get the school system working a little better. Before you know it, you've cracked the 200s.
That's interesting.
That would be great. And by the way, you would know, too, like if you're coming in from parts
it's
unknown.
Public service.
Or you're buying a house. And then everyone pulls together. It's like, okay, listen, we are number 28. We're going to crack the top 20 this year, everybody. Let's join in. Let's clean up this town. Let's close down this crack house. Let's get behind it. Let's call our councilman. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Motivation.
There's a lot of work to do.
Instead of, oh, well, we're Sun Valley. We don't have to do anything. Am I right?
There's no motivation there.
And believe me, I haven't really done the math, but if there's 600 cities around here, Sun Valley is somewhere in the low fives, low to high, you know, 550, 575. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you're luck. By the way, Sunland, you're lucky you're next to Sun Valley. It's like a, like an ugly chick, but uh-oh, big fat chick came in and stood next to her. It's like, all of a sudden, she's looking pretty good. That's what it is. You're lucky. You're lucky Encino doesn't move their ass over there. You guys will look like hell. How dare you? Thank you. Let's take a break.
Let's do.
Let's get our numbers thing going.
Let's get it,
huh?
Get it, yes. Let's get it squared.
All
Come
right.
On.
All right. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, everybody. Out on DVD as we speak. Go get it. There's stuff in there you won't see and haven't seen and can't see unless you get on the DVD. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Out here in beautiful Culver City, 369, 370 on my number.
Yeah, but moving up a little bit. They've got a little,
they're inching up. They're about 5'11".
We started coming out
5'12",
here.
Yeah. And then we started moving it up a little bit.
They got some renovation going on.
Yeah. They're afraid they're going to lose their number.
I'm serious. Give everyone a number. Get them going. Put a fire under them. It works in college football. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it work in cities, Drew?
I'm with you.
All right. Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, everybody. Out on DVD. Go get it. You want to see another one? Go get it. That's what I'm saying. And don't blame the man. All right, let's talk to Theo, who's 27. Is Theo our guy?
Theo's our guy.
What's happening, Theo?
How y'all doing?
Good.
I got a Thunderbear song for you.
Well, hold on.
Theo writes theme songs for us, yes?
Let's hear one, Anderson.
Do you have the Germany or Florida theme song, Anderson?
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes. Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Gets under your skin.
Theo does. And he's got a special style where he starts cracking his own ass up
now
towards the end of a song.
I think that's me laughing.
No. They can see the smile and a lilt in his voice as the song progresses.
You can hear a smile.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
All right. Well, he's
9 immediately too. What you gonna do? Mexican musicians breaking it down on Ace's accordion countdown.
Man, that's the Mexican accordion countdown.
For these guys, we got to play that.
That was excellent.
This is awesome. All right. So Theo, what do you got for us?
Yeah.
All
right.
We got a Chief Thunderbear. Since I couldn't be there tonight because God blessed us with snow over here.
I thought you were going to come out here and stay with us.
Yeah, that was the plan. I was going to be there for tonight. But Baltimore got snow, and that's where my layover was, and Southwest can't do anything. So I wouldn't have arrived till tonight had I taken another flight. So
you were going to go come out here via Southwest? Theo, please.
Come on, buddy.
I know.
Why didn't you tell us you had only $18 to spend on a transcontinental flight?
I have vouchers. I'm stuck with
them. Oh, man.
Oh. All right. Well, anyway, I only fly first class, but go ahead.
Here we go.
Literal millionaire.
Literally, a multimillionaire.
Literally, yeah.
All right, here we go. He came from the desert where the corn...
Start again.
All right, here we go. Riding on the back of a buffalo, he came from the desert where the corn won't grow. He works on girls, not on boys. He has a speculum of turquoise. He's Chief Thunderbear, OBGYN.
Mm.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's well done.
Yeah.
Was it the F Troop theme song? What was that?
Now we're on a 8-second delay. Thunderbear's out playing Tetris in the
Jock
Lounge. Well, he should hear that.
He should hear it.
He should hear that.
Give him a chance to respond to it?
When he hears it, he's going to
come
in.
Okay, Theo, you want to give that a play for Chief Thunderbear?
I'm sure I can do that.
All right. Okay, we're going to go get him. Hold on a second. So Chief Thunderbear is somebody that visits us. He's a colleague. He's a gynecologist, but he's a Native American Indian. He only speaks Choctaw. And so Adam's going to go get him right now.
Okay.
So, and he usually helps out with difficult gynecological problems. Here he comes. Here he comes, in fact. Be careful. Do not cross this guy.
Okay.
Be careful. Hi, Chief. Evening.
Hey,
evening. Evening. Special evening tonight, Chief. Thank you. He has to say a prayer. He always opens his presentations with a little prayer. Okay, Chief.
Yeah, man.
Chief, yes, hi.
K-J-K-O-1, Theo.
Yes, Theo. You didn't hear it, I know, but Theo has created a wonderful little song that we can use as an introduction to. We'll get some coffee for Chief, junior college.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Theo, no, he's not here. Chris, not here.
Retard.
So, Theo, here's the chief, and go ahead and present to him.
All right, here we go. Riding on the back of a buffalo, he came from the desert where the corn won't grow. Hey. He works on girls, not on boys. He has a speculum of turquoise.
He's
a thunder bear, OBGYN.
He's communing with his guys about this song. So far, they seem to approve. They approve.
William Hung, better voice.
He seems to like it. You know, when he gets offended, you have to be very careful. He will really react. No, not here, Chief. Not here. Don't do that here. Not here. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. Oh, here we go. Okay, go ahead. Theo?
Yeah.
He would like to speak with you.
Yes.
Yeah,
hey.
That's a very high honor, Theo.
Well, thank you very much, Chief Thunderbear.
Chief says you've got to find a way out here.
Yeah, what?
But what the hell's the matter with you going southwest?
White trash. Fat guy in flip flops and cutoff sweats. Fat squaw holding hat full of nickel.
See, Theo, Chief has a thing about peanuts. He loves peanuts. And he won't fly southwest.
No.
They won't serve peanuts.
No.
Yes.
Fiesta mix. Make buffalo vomit.
I'll have to bring my own.
Theo, quiet, quiet. He's communing again with his spirits. Chief? Coffee. Michelle?
Chris, get him coffee.
Theo?
Yeah.
Careful what you say. Okay, Chief, well, thank you.
Dances with dykes.
She may need your services someday. Turquoise speculum, it's a nice touch. He knows you well.
Get her buckskin jumpsuit for Christmas.
Okay, Theo. Well, thank you very much. Chief, thank you.
Don't let Teepee Door hit you in the ass on way out.
Well, Chief. Back to Tetris.
Understood. Almost put the initials in.
Nice. Good. What would they be, your initials? Anyway, but get the
TPJO.
TPJO. Get Corolla while you're at it. Will you please, Chief?
TPJO.
TB, Thunder Bear, see?
Here
it comes. All right, thank you, Chief.
It's your Brillo head. Here it comes.
Wow.
You should hear him talk to the young women, female callers. It's something else.
How was that?
He was surprisingly in good spirits, and he seemed to take the song from Theo very nicely and enjoyed it. And yelled at Michelle a bit.
Why?
Because she didn't get the coffee, but then she was confused that Chris wasn't here, and so.
All right, I'm going to give him a warm up before he throws a fit out there. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, that's the show. Well, Harold and Kumar go to White Castle, everyone.
Ow!
Cal, John, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us in here.
Smart guys. Always a pleasure. Want to thank Engineer Anderson for doing a great job. Engineer Chris, Engineer Michelle. Who's on the phone tonight, Brian? All week. God love you, Brian. And I want to thank producer Ann and junior producer Lauren. And until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Riding on the back of a buffalo, he came from the desert where the corn won't grow. He works on girls, not on boys. He has a speculum of turquoise. He's Chief Thunderbear, OBGYN.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The
The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.